Now on Colorado's Morning News, more than half of U.S. governors now say they want to keep Syrian refugees out of their states following the terrorist attacks in Paris last Friday. Governor Hickenlooper responded yesterday here on KOA.
Most of the ones I've read about were saying that if these refugees were in the United States, they would not let them into their states, and they need to talk to their attorneys general or their legal counsels, because I don't think that's legal.
Who has the final say? Constitutional law expert from Denver-based Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. Attorney Bill Berger is on our live line to talk more about it. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you two this morning?
Good, thank you. Is Governor Hickenlooper right in that if the president decides these Syrian refugees are coming in, Colorado can't refuse them?
Well, that's right. I mean, we have a system of federal and state laws. So at some levels, the government shares responsibility over some laws, but this is not one of those. This is an area where the federal government has decided it is in sole control of the immigration laws. So once the federal government decides to admit someone into the United States, they're in the United States, and they can travel from New York to Colorado to Maryland to Minnesota.
Yeah, and Bill, good morning to you. We don't have a border to check into between these states. So, I mean, really, even if you're an opposing governor, how in the world, besides, I guess, places where they live, if they go to buy a house or rent a house or whatever, I mean, how do you track them?
That's right. There isn't a border system, so practically it's not possible for a governor to keep a person out of their state once they're admitted into the United States. However, like you said, though, the state governors are part of this process. Although the federal government has jurisdiction over immigration, it includes and it uses state government resources when it actually places a particular person at a particular street address and lines them up with specific job opportunities. In other words, the federal government just can't do all that by itself. It uses some state resources when it does it, and a state governor could direct his people or her people not to participate in that process.
Huh.
So the state governors do have the ability to obstruct this, to make it very difficult for the president.
Yeah, and in wrapping up, do they have the power to also put lawsuits out there, I guess, if this is passed on a federal level?
Yeah, there definitely is the possibility of some lawsuits. You can see how in between those two levels of federal responsibility for immigration, then the state's ability and its own sovereignty over its participation in the process, there's going to be some things in between there where the question is, well, this particular activity, does it fall into which of those two jurisdictions does it fall into? And that's what the courts will decide. They'll say, hey, no, this is a federal jurisdiction, only the president can command this task, or this is a state-level thing. The governor has the right to say we don't want to participate in this task.
Sure. There's sounds...
Probably...
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. We got to run, but it sure sounds like it's a process that could last many, many years. Attorney Bill Berger, always appreciate your time from Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck here in the Mile High City.